Campaign 2012, President Obama, Mitt Romney gearing up for their second debate tomorrow in suburban New York. The Obama campaign says the president will be more energetic after what most people would call a lackluster performance in the first debate a couple of weeks back. Meantime, the Romney campaign is trying to figure out how to repeat the success of the Denver debate in a town hall format.
Joining us now live, Edward Isaac Dover, Deputy White House Editor for Politico. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So the president obviously has to really perform here. How is he and how is Mitt Romney prepping for this?
Well, the president has been holed up in Williamsburg, Virginia, for the last 3 days, really going through an intense round of preparations. Haven't seen much of him since he landed there on Saturday afternoon, including today. There was supposed to be a walk for reporters that they would get to shout some questions and take photos of him, and even that was canceled because of the rain. So he has been spending a lot of time on that. Governor Romney went into the first debate with low expectations. Now there are a lot of very high expectations for him, and he's been studying how to make sure that he interacts well with the crowd. It's often been a place where he struggled a little bit. But remember, this is a debate where the questions won't be coming from a moderator, but they'll be coming from the audience. So that's an extra trick in this that Governor Romney has been preparing for.
And not only is this a town hall debate, but we still do have a moderator in CNN's Candy Crowley. And it seems like both campaigns are a little wary that she might, I wouldn't say break the format, but certainly follow up on what some of the folks are asking. What's the controversy there?
Well, this is, we are now getting ready for our third debate of the season, and we have our third moderator controversy here. What's different is that the first two were being pushed by people in the right-wing blogs and news sources saying that they were worried about some level of impartiality. What's different now is that both the Obama and Romney campaign have expressed concern that they might be getting tougher questions from Candy Crowley than they would be getting from the audience, that she'll ask them follow-ups, that she'll rephrase the question, that she'll get involved in a way that is more than most candidates or campaigns expect a moderator to town hall form at debate to take.
Well, what's wrong with the follow-up, Isaac?
It's a concern that she may be trying to direct the pace of the conversation and the direction of the conversation in a way that's different from what the people in the audience will be asking, or maybe even tougher than what they're asking. 4 years ago, when there was a town hall debate between Barack Obama and John McCain, Tom Brokaw was the moderator, and he did this a lot, got some tougher questions going, but he was seen as inserting himself too much into the debate by some folks. That's the concern that the Obama and Romney campaigns have now.
Isaac, thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Edward Isaac Dover is the Deputy White House Editor for Politico.